No, the stock market skid has not gone away. Still right here. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. New data from China show its exports fell in April to the lowest point since early pandemic. Now, this is a sign that growth could be slowing globally. And the fight against inflation in the U.S. is making market players stressed. On Mondays, economist Julia Coronado helps us take the economic pulse. She's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Welcome.
Good morning.
Why is the stock market doing this? One reason is we don't have the Federal Reserve to rescue us when things get bad, do we?
So monetary policy works like an insurance policy. And with China slowing, with the Russian invasion of Ukraine, there's a lot of risk to the global economy and inflation is too high. The Fed can't come to the rescue.
We'll say it's starting to sting here, right? When we came into this new year with the NASDAQ Composite Index full of the tech companies in the 16,000s, and now it's down in the 12,000s.
Yeah. So tech companies experienced the biggest surge in valuations during the pandemic. So, yeah, they're coming back down to earth a little bit.
Julia Coronado, economist, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives, helps us take the economic pulse on Mondays. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Already, the tight labor market has helped the economy regain more jobs than it lost early in the pandemic in warehousing and transportation, retail, professional and business services, finance. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
The world hasn't sat still since February 2020. The working age population grew during the pandemic, with immigrants and new graduates, says Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute.
We're about 3.5 million potential jobs short.
She says if we keep up the current pace of job creation,
I think it's absolutely realistic for us to get there by the end of this year.
But there are some risks to full recovery, like continued supply chain disruptions from COVID and the war in Ukraine. And as the economic recovery slows, with the Fed hiking interest rates to fight inflation, job gains could flag, says John Lear at polling firm Morning Consult.
That's consistent with past recessions. It just gets harder and harder to keep hiring workers because initially, you know, a lot of these workers were just coming back. As time progresses, workers are more removed from their prior employers.
And Lear says many others who haven't returned to full-time work are still facing health risks or difficulty finding care for family members. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
More on this super tight labor market. What can experts tell us about the role played by declining immigration? Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been reviewing studies on this. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Tell me more about how much immigration is down.
Okay, so I want to highlight calculations by two scholars at the University of California, Davis. What they say is by the end of 2021, there were some 2 million fewer working-age immigrants living in the U.S. than there would have been if the pre-2020 immigration trend had continued. And this halt in working-age immigrants, it reflects a variety of factors, David. Closed borders, restrictions on foreign nationals coming here to learn and work, and of course, the pandemic.
Right. So largely Trump immigration policies, but also the pandemic. So what do we know about the impact of these lower levels of immigration on the U.S. economy?
For one thing, the lack of workers is holding back business, especially in the sectors of the economy with a traditionally high percentage of immigrant labor. For another, the scholars say nearly half of the missing 2 million would have been college educated. And so they say this is a very substantial loss of skilled workers. If you measure it in human capital terms, it will subtract from the economy's long-term growth potential.
And, you know, we've been covering this for years. Crucial industries, semiconductors to biotech, have depended on immigrant scientists, engineers, entrepreneurs, skilled workers coming from other countries.
And less appreciated, it isn't only the highly educated immigrants that are entrepreneurs. Immigrants have created businesses from the corner grocery store to the local builder. Immigrants are almost twice as likely as native-born Americans to become entrepreneurs, according to the Kauffman Foundation. And less educated immigrants, they're critical in a number of industries.
All right, so perhaps one approach for dealing with the labor shortage is to embrace higher levels of immigration. But is there the political ability for that to happen?
Okay. Immigration reform, putting out the welcome mat, politically difficult. That said, David, there's been this cottage industry of economic studies and social science research that's looked into the economic impact of immigrants. And these scholars, they've created this nuanced picture of the largely positive gains from immigration. So the economics seems clear. One of the easiest ways to revive the economy's dynamism, reestablish America's historic role as a destination for ambitious immigrants.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.
And the Marvel Universe has enormous gravitational pull. It's almost a law of physics. The movie Doctor Strange 2 pulled in $185 million in North American ticket sales this weekend to the delight of the Walt Disney Corporation. That's way above The Batman, but not as high as Spider-Man Far From Home. Doctor Strange is also doing great globally, $265 million this weekend. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.